Redeem the time. These are evil days. We need to let our light shine. That's the wise advice of Scripture, as Mike McIntosh reminds us.
See, there's things going on that have nothing to do with we, the people, but the system is so powerful, and the devil knows his time is getting short. He's just ripping the Constitution up and ripping people up. You and I are the ones that God can use to rescue the victims called boys and girls, teenagers, grammys and grandpas, parents, who have no idea about anything, by simply giving the cross to them and telling them what Jesus did on the cross, like for you and me, and let their hearts change. And the rest of this big picture stuff really doesn't matter. It's about you and I have been forgiven. How are we going to now live? What is our life and our language and our vocabulary and our attitude and our heart? What's it going to be like? Are we real Christians or are we phony balonies?
And I'll stand up and shout and I'll praise you, Lord Jesus. And I'll stand up and sing and I'll thank you, Lord Jesus.
This is Chapter and Verse, and I want to welcome you to our broadcast today, where we'll turn to the book of Revelation. Pastor Mike McIntosh is our teacher, and he's been showing us the history and the future of Babylon. We've learned that Babylon is an ancient city-state, a representation of systematic evil, and a powerful center for those who will oppose God in the final days. Now let's begin our time of teaching for today as we join Mike for the conclusion to his study on the destruction of Babylon the Great.
You look around the world and see how the coalitions have come together. There was supposed to be no borders. So Russia and China just come over and go into Venezuela, and millions of people were killed in the last few years in Venezuela and starved to death. And we lost all of our American investment in oil, and China and Russia took it over. And now, with all the poverty that communism has brought, ships are coming from Iran and delivering oil and going back to Iran with shiploads of gold bullion from the treasury of Venezuela. They've signed agreements in the last few days. This has been going on for some time, but they're now coming out in the public and say, we're going to collapse America. It takes 18 minutes for a missile to go from Venezuela and hit the harbor in San Diego. You know, there were three, on Sunday, there were three United States aircraft carriers in our harbor. But then you take the submarine base of all the nukes on the Point Loma side, and you take just a strategy. When Bill Clinton was president, he gave the Chinese Long Beach Harbor. What? When people found out about it, they cut that deal off the news, and they're in Mexico, south of Ensenada, digging their own deep port. See, there's things going on that have nothing to do with we, the people, but the system is so powerful, and the devil knows his time is getting short. He's just ripping the Constitution up and ripping people up. You and I are the ones that God can use to rescue the victims called boys and girls, teenagers, grammys and grandpas, parents who have no idea about anything, by simply giving the cross to them and telling them what Jesus did on the cross, like for you and me, and let their hearts change. And the rest of this big picture stuff really doesn't matter. It's about you and I have been forgiven. How are we going to now live? What is our life and our language and our vocabulary and our attitude and our heart? What's it going to be like? Are we real Christians or are we phony balonies? It's a big picture, but it's ugly. It's eternal. And you and I have the answer to help these people that are all around us wherever we go every day. So that's the first part. The second part is chapter 18, and I'd like to point some things out there. First, let me go back to verse 12. The 10 horns which you saw are 10 kings who haven't received their kingdom. These have one mind. And they shall give their power and their strength to the beast. They're going to just sign everything over. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is the Lord of lords and the King of kings, and they that are with him are called chosen and faithful. That's you. The people that are going to come back, the armies of heaven are going to come back. The 10 horns which you saw, the beast, these shall hate the whore, so that system's going to turn against the system, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. For God has put in their hearts to fulfill his will and to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast until the words of God shall be fulfilled. And the woman which you saw is that great city which reigns over the kings of the earth. Well, at that time, Rome was that great city that reigned over the earth. And some people say, well, it can't be Rome. Others say, most absolutely, it is Rome. Seven hills, and it's the kings bowed to Rome at that time. And these things I saw, after these things, remember one of the first things I taught you the first night was the key, meta tauta. Do you remember that, anybody? The three words, meta tauta, means after these things. And it's the sequence of events that takes place. So you just saw a major event take place. And next week, our last week together, we see the glory of God in heaven and the angels and us in our new bodies. It's going to be a wonderful thing. And what a way to end the Bible of what we're going to be doing. Now, chapter 18 has 24 verses. Verses 1 through 8 will deal with the fall of Babylon, the great. The mystery is revealed in the previous chapter. And then in verses 9 through 20, as I read it, you can take notes. It shows us how the world weeps over the destruction of its system and its headquarters. The worldly people that rejected God all the way through the tribulation that I pointed out to you, they're still going to weep because the devil's not around anymore. That's so sad. So as it weeps, verses 21 through 24, it brings the worldly system to an utter destruction. The worldly system is not going to be remembered ever again. The destruction is proclaimed by a mighty angel. So let's just look at that. After these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, not just power, but great power. The earth was lighted with his glory. Is that amazing? And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils and the hold of every foul spirit and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth who have committed fornication with her, and here's the second part of that key, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. Kings, political power, merchants, the dollar. Ah, sickening. I heard another voice from him saying, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins. Get out of the system, that you receive not her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven. And God sees the sins of our country tonight, and they're wicked. 65 million American human beings, babies, have been aborted. You don't think he's not looking at that in a different light? I think he is going to judge for what we have allowed to happen. Come out of her so you don't receive her plagues, for her sins have reached heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her, double according to her works. In the cup, there's that cup again, which she has filled to her double. How much she has glorified herself and lived deliciously. so much torment and sorrow, give her. For she says in her heart, I sit as a queen, I am no widow, and I shall see no sorrow. I'd like you to underline those three things, because that's the judgment from Isaiah 47. In Isaiah 47, Isaiah sees what you're reading right now, and Babylon was in power, and Babylon said statements like, I sit like a queen, and I'm more powerful than any nation in the world, and I will never lose anything. And God says those same words, in an hour, you're going to lose it. Now, we don't know where this headquarters is, but we can surmise some things. So, when it all gets to God in heaven, He's got a plan. We have glorified ourselves. We're the richest nation. I don't know if you've gone to many nations that are poor, Bangladesh or India, different places around the world, that our poorest people are better off than anybody else in the world. Some of the homeless people are making $1,000 a year for being homeless. We have been spoiled. And that system used us as a people to destroy other places. And the same for Europe. And why are there nations on continents that are poor? And the big nations go in and buy their silver, their gold. They buy all their resources and keep the people poor. Just think of the system, how wicked it is. That we're not treated equal. And we are equal. Even though our Constitution says all men are created equal. But we're not treated equal. And if you have money, you're treated one way. If you don't have money, you're treated a different way. If you have a nice car, people wave at you. If you have a smoking taillight or tailpipe, people are going to say, get that junker out of here. You know, it's not how it's going to be in heaven. We're going to be in love. And we're going to be happy. So therefore, her plagues are going to come in one day. Isaiah 47 warned this. Oh, Isaiah said, stand now with your prognosticators and your astrologers and your soothsayers and your sorcery. Sorcery is the word pharmakopa in the Hebrew, pharmakia, almost the same word in the Greek languages, two separate languages. Both mean drugs and witchcraft. So the use of drugs is witchcraft. Witchcraft uses drugs, but it can still do its craft without drugs. And so we've been under the witch's spell. And when I went to San Diego in 1974, I was introduced to somebody from ABC, and they wanted to know why 2,000 people were coming to a 1929 movie theater in a 1 or 2 year period of me being there. And so I tried to explain Jesus to him. Do you know that that man almost went insane? Not from talking to me, but he did an investigation after that. There were more witches' covens and witches in San Diego County than there were churches or clergy. And it's off the charts across the world right now. You are part of the answer. You are the salt of the earth. But Jesus said, what good is the salt if it loses its savor? It's good for nothing but to be cast down underfoot of men and trampled upon. You are good for something. You are excellent for something with the Lord. And He'll blow your mind. He'll take you places. He'll introduce you to people. You won't even know how you even got there. And you'll just tell them the Lord loves them and you're out of their office. And before you know it, you just talk to somebody that you would never, ever think. And I've been in that situation hundreds of times. And so I know God's going to use all of you. Next week will be our last time together. It breaks my heart. I've learned so much just being in your presence and getting to know many of you. But I want you not to beat yourselves up. You're in God's hands. And if you love Him and you'll say, yes, sir, He will pick you up and say, I'd like you to go over here. And it starts with picking up some cigarette butts. Maybe you're mopping or sweeping. And if you're faithful in the little, He'll give you more. And you just, okay, Lord. Somebody's going to come, they're going to test you. And I've been in situations where people come up and talk to me in some foreign country and I'm on a true mission and I'll realize this person's sitting here lying to me. Oh, I said, you're the CIA, aren't you? What? Yeah, I know who you are. Get out of here. I'm not going to do your dirty work. And you'll get to discern when the devil's knocking on your door or calling you on the phone. And you don't need any of that anymore. You walk with the Lord. You walk closely with the Lord. Starting in the morning, opening up the Word of God and praying before you go anywhere. You let the Lord speak through His Word. And you'll never be the same woman or the same man. Therefore, her plagues will come in one day. The kings of the earth who have committed fornication with her, live deliciously with her. They're going to begin crying, lamenting for her. And they shall see the smoke of her burning. Now look at this. This is why my heart fears for our country, and I'm going around the country. Standing afar off from the fear of her torment. Torment? You don't want to be close to it. Is it radioactive? Is it some disease or plague that some organization has released, like COVID? Why are they afraid of some torment? Alas, alas, that great city, Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is your judgment come, and the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buys their merchandise any more. There's not too many places in the world that are like this. The merchandise of gold, merchandise of silver, precious stones, pearls, fine linen, purple, silk, scarlet, thyme wood, all manner of vessels of ivory, and all manner of vessels of most precious wood, and brass, and iron, and marble. Doesn't that sound familiar, guys? Sounds like our country. There's no country that has all this in present day. Cinnamon, and odors, and ointments, and frankincense, and wine, and oil, and fine flour, wheat, animals, beasts, sheep, horses, cars, chariots, slaves, and souls of men. When I first read that in 1970, I said, well, that's not America. But then I became a reserve police officer, and I started finding out we've been selling souls for a long time. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to say that as an American. I debriefed two teenagers in northern Iraq that were kidnapped on the same street, the same day. They grew up together. One was 16, the other was 15. And ISIS had grabbed them and sold them. They beat these girls 10 men at a time, would rape each one of them. When I heard their stories, and I just say, you don't need to tell me the details, I understand. No, we got to tell you details. One girl had memorized the address of a house where her sisters, two sisters and her mom, were being held. These animals were raping grandmothers, little girls, on and on and on. I told the Navy SEALs that I was with, if you have a rifle, I'll go out and shoot with you guys, because you're coming into breakfast awful late, and you're either out drinking or shooting or doing both. I won't do the drinking, but these are animals that are doing these atrocious things. And this SEAL said to me, who was protecting our team, said, you'd do that? And I said, yeah, they don't deserve to be alive. And I walked two or three steps, and I stopped, and I said, no, I wouldn't. You know, God made me. Well, He made you to do that. He made me to save them before you do that. But that's how sick it was. And when she told me, she had a photographic memory, a 16-year-old. Well, Americans were there in the gymnasium buying us girls. What? What do you mean, Americans? Well, I looked down. I said, well, you can't look down. I lifted up my, they had her bandana around her. And I saw this one man with so many $100 bills, he couldn't even close his fists. And he's an American. I said, no, you mean English accent? No. New Zealand? Australia? What? No, American English. Americans over there buying you girls, is there? It's gone way too far. And I hope you get recruited by the Holy Spirit, by the real CIA, the Christians in Action. And that you'll do whatever He asks you to do, not politically, not militarily, but heavenly from your heart of what He has done for you. You'll be so honest and truthful looking them in the eyes, they'll believe you. And I know that's hard sometimes to look people in the eyes when we're feeling guilty or horrible about ourselves. Don't be arrogant about yourselves. Be grateful that God has spared you, and you want to give that same love to the people that need it the most. Make sense? All right. So they cast dust on their head. They cried and they saw the smoke of her burning. What city is great like this? They cast dust. Alas, alas, that great city. We were made rich, all that had ships in the sea by reason of her costliness. But in 1 hour, she's wiped out. 1 hour has to be something horrendous. Rejoice over her. And this causes heaven to rejoice, you holy apostles, you prophets, for God has avenged you on her. A mighty angel took up a stone, a great millstone, cast it in the sea, crying out, with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more. The voice of harpers and musicians and pipers and trumpeters shall be heard no more at all. I'm going to ask Holland to come back up so I can still get music here. And no craftsman of whatever industry is gone. Entertainment is gone. You shall be found in this anymore. The sound of a millstone, there'll be no more business at all. And then the light of a candle shall no longer shine in her at all. The voice of the bridegroom, the bride, shall be heard no more at all in you. And your merchants were the great men of the earth. It's got to be us. For by their sorceries were all nations deceived. And in her was found the blood of prophets and saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. We'll leave this evening with that and finish in next week. But I just beg you, you'll use your life to help the people that are blind. Help them see. Clearly, as Warren Wiersbe said, chapter 17 and 18 introduces to this Babylon, and it typifies the last great world system, and they just designed it that way. When you read what we just read, in chapter 17, the emphasis is on the religious aspect of the system, and chapter 18, the commercial aspect, and both are totally wiped out. Remember what Timothy said? 1 Timothy 6:10. For the love of money is the root of all evil. Do you think it's the love of legal brothels that bring people to Las Vegas? Do you think it's the free drunkenness that you can have in a free hotel room and play cards all night long and do whatever you want? What stays in Vegas happens in Vegas, does not stay. It follows you home, and it's in your mind. And God sees it in heaven. Every bit of evil is because somebody loves the dollar. Amen. And they'll sell their soul for another dollar. Before Howard Hughes died, I got to give him John 3:16 and how to be born again. And he was interviewed one time, one of the richest, he was the richest man at his time in the 70s. And he was interviewed and they said, Mr. Hughes, when is money enough? He said, just one more dollar. And what people won't do for that extra dollar because of what they need to do with the dollar, because of their addiction or because of their greed or their bitterness, the root of all evil is in the system. Don't be deceived by it. The truth is in the cross. Amen. Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Amen. And he was crucified for our evilness, not his own. And he was buried and rose from the dead. And he's calling us to follow him and let him assign us to what he's created us for.
Revelation 18 ends on a note of dire judgment, but the Bible doesn't leave us there. Be sure to join us next time on Chapter and Verse as we begin to wind down our series from this final book of the Bible. When the city of Babylon and the system that it stands for was in power, it appeared to be unconquerable. But anyone or any group that opposes God and His truth will ultimately perish, regardless of how powerful they may seem to be. Well, today's broadcast has caused you to realize that perhaps you need additional spiritual direction to help answer some of the questions that you may have about a relationship with God, His Son Jesus Christ, and the call He has for your life. Then may I direct you to our website. There you can click on the Know God link. You'll find insight and resources there to help you. The address is mikemackintosh.com, and from this site you'll also be able to access a wide variety of audio teachings by Mike on practical and personal spiritual topics. Get ready for heaven. That's what we'll learn about on our next study in Revelation, and I hope that you'll join us then. Chapter and Verse is presented by Horizon International Ministries.
And I'll stand up and shout.